It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Finishing up this hour, Iowa's prison population predicted to rise nearly 40% during the next 10 years, the next decade. That means Iowa's prisons would go from the current number of about 8,000 inmates to over 11,000 by 2024. It's according to a recent report prepared by the State Department of Human Rights Division of Criminal and Juvenile Justice Planning. Joining us to discuss this for a few minutes in our Des Moines studio, Sarah Johnson, Division Justice Systems Analyst and the primary author of this report. Also, Letty Prell, Director of Research at the Iowa Department of Corrections. Sarah and Letty, welcome to our program.
Hello.
Sarah, let me start with you. How was this prediction made? What do you factor in here?
Well, there's three main factors that are taken into consideration when we create the prison forecast. First, we have to look at the number of people who are coming into prison. We have to look at how long those people coming into prison stay. And we need to look at how many people are released within a given year. And those three factors are mainly what help us produce and predict the prison population forecast.
Mm-hmm. So what else besides the number of increase, and what do you want to point out about this report that is perhaps remarkable, surprising, stands out at all?
Well, there's a few things that are really driving the forecast. One, within the last few years, we have seen a particularly high amount of felony convictions. When you have higher amounts of felony convictions, you're also going to see increases in admissions to prison. So not only do we have higher amounts of new prison admissions, we also see increases in length of stay, particularly for people who are serving sex offenses. We also have quite a few offenders in our prison population who are serving 70% mandatory minimums. So they undoubtedly stay in prison longer and are certainly factors which are helping to increase that population.
Letty Prell of the Iowa Department of Corrections, will our prisons hold these new population, this larger population?
Well, the Iowa Department of Corrections certainly takes this forecast seriously. However, we've seen forecasts in the past that have been this high and even higher. I recall a year quite some time ago where the forecast was over 14,000 inmates. And while the prison population in 2011 did reach over 9,000, that has been our historic high so far. We view this forecast as being not set in stone, but as an indication of where we might be going if we don't examine our current policies and practices.
Mm-hmm. So what specific policies and practices, Letty Prell, do you think will be examined by the Iowa Department of Corrections in the aftermath of this report?
Well, we can't. We don't have a say over how many people come into prison. Those decisions are the legislature's, which sets the law, and the judges who sentence to prison. We also don't control how many people leave prison in a year. That is determined by the Iowa Board of Parole. What we can do is what we've been doing all along, is examining the extent to which we are motivating offenders to change and preparing them for release to supervision, because we know that release to supervision is better than letting them discharge their sentences and walking out the door and with no one to answer to. So we would like to transition them smoothly out to supervision in the community and provide for continued oversight of their behavior and to monitor their motivation and to assist them with housing and employment and all the things that will help them be successful. Our focus is going to be on that.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Johnson, as primary author of this report, what do you see as policy changes that might make this prediction be higher than it actually will turn out to be?
Well, one of the things that was addressed by Iowa's Public Safety Advisory Board is changes to Iowa's mandatory minimum sentences. As I said previously, there's a particularly high number of, there's increasing number of people in prison who are serving mandatory sentences, which are quite lengthy for forcible felony crimes. And these crimes tend to disproportionately affect minorities. So one thing that the Public Safety Advisory Board is looking at is modifications to these mandatory minimum sentences.
Mm-hmm. Letty Prell, if this prediction does come true, will Iowa have enough corrections officers, staff, to accommodate all these prisoners?
The governor and the legislature would have to take a look at what resources would need to be brought to bear if we were to receive this many.
Mm-hmm. So do you expect the legislature will be looking at this in the coming session?
We know that they always do, and that the Legislative Services Agency always takes a look at the forecast and takes a look at what resources it would take to build to these projections.
Mm-hmm. If this projection comes true, do we have the space, the cell space, to accommodate over 11,000 inmates in the next 10 years, or would we inevitably have to expand?
We would have to expand. We do not have the official prison capacity to accommodate these prisoners. However, as I said before, we have seen forecasts this high, and those forecasts have been averted through the actions of the decision makers in the justice system.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that you doubt Sarah Johnson and her colleagues' work. It's that this is a warning flag, and it can be avoided with action.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much. Letty Prell, Director of Research at the Iowa Department of Corrections. Sarah Johnson, Division Justice Systems Analyst and primary author of a report that predicts Iowa's prison population, if current trends continue, would rise nearly 40% during the next decade. A current number of about 8,000 inmates to over 11,000 by 2024. Sarah and Letty, thank you for coming into our studio.
Thank you.
Thanks.
River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Lindsay Moon, and Claire Roth. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. On Monday on this program, we'll take a look at diabetes in depth for the entire hour. Hope you'll tune in then. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.